Dennis Onyango is a generator of positive energy. He's a person that gives an absolute confidence to the team. Mrushi Djuko, he has been in a talking situation to come to Orlando Pirates. Once you think you control the football, once you underrate the game and disrespect the game of football, that moment football could punish you. For many people on the continent and worldwide, that was a surprising result.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the big interview. My name is Shane Matsoyane. In today's episode, we spoke to Orlando Pirates' Micho Stradojevic. Today's show is different to a normal radio interview. In this interview, we sent our questions to the coach and he sent us his answers as voice notes. We do apologize for the message tones you will hear in the background. Micho is a very popular guy. We hope you will enjoy this interview with the former Uganda national team head coach.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Our first question to the Bucks coach, we ask him about his impression of Uganda's first game against the DRC, and this is what he got to say.
Match Uganda-DRC was very important for both teams because winner gets such a valuable points that could play important role in qualifying amongst top 16. For many people on the continent and worldwide, that was a surprising result. However, I personally believe as something very, very normal. Uganda, after 39 years and during my spell of 4 years in Uganda, we had a technical master plan where we have really developed that team. And Uganda came to this competition on the wings of confidence from 4 points. Point number one, last time edition of Africa Cup of Nations, Uganda used not as a playing matches against extremely strong opposition in Ghana, that was semi-finalist later, Egypt, that were finalist of the Africa Cup of Nations in Gabon, and against Mali, that was 2 times in previous last 2 editions, 3rd in Africa. Uganda used that previous experience in Gabon as an experience, gaining learning curve and lesson. Second point was point of World Cup qualifying campaign, where also with Egypt and Ghana, Uganda was in the group and they were behind Egypt, second in the group, separating Ghana and Egypt. Being ahead of Ghana, that were 3 consecutive times already playing 2006, 10, and 14 in the World Cup. Third point is that Uganda convincingly qualified match to go without goal conceding to Africa Cup of Nations in the group with Lesotho, with Tanzania, and with Cape Verde. And fourth point, Uganda had ample time. Because when I was there, we had a huge problem of government supporting the national team. However, after qualifying and after having very good outing in World Cup qualifiers and starting very good campaign to qualify for the Africa Cup of Nations 2019, government came in and they were heavily investing into the team, providing 3 weeks of preparation in Emirates. And 2 friendly matches, beating Ivory Coast, simply talks volumes and tells that Uganda was not winning this match by accident, but by intention. On the other side, team of DRC Congo is a team that has a very good name in African relations. However, let us not forget the fact that they needed I want to call it questionable win against Liberia in last match to qualify to this Africa Cup of Nations. Because of staying very well in FIFA rankings, they have been in second pot. But realistic situation of the field of play is that DRC Congo is very good team, but Uganda were showing that better at present. They were given everything, and this is just an evolution and of a team that I'm extremely proud that together with other stakeholders in Ugandan football we started. Respected coach Sebastian Desavre continue where I have stopped, and I count myself extremely proud and happy seeing them, that they have brought themselves in very good shape.
We also asked the coach about how he feels now that Uganda are an AFCON playing team ever since he took them to their first AFCON tournament after 39 years. The coach also told us about the importance of Dennis Onyango in the Uganda national team squad.
It makes me extremely proud person because I know that Uganda to qualify, it was a technical master plan that I have proudly executed with the rest of stakeholders in Ugandan football, leadership of Federation of Uganda Football Association, all the coaches there, players. Over the years, it has been huge investment. I could tell you that just in our time, when I was there, we have played over 50 international friendly matches as an investment, where players have been in friendly matches tested, tried and experimented, while in competitive matches we have competed. And when you have that in mind, you ask yourself, this is not a team that has by accident won this match. This is something what us people involved in that project, we have really very much invested. If I tell you that we have won 13 away fixtures competitive during my period, simply tells you that this is the team that has quality, that has an unity, togetherness, that has everything what one team is supposed to have in order to represent the country of 40 plus million people in Uganda. Proudly, in patriotic way, giving the best for the nation, respecting the supporters. And it is something what makes me extremely proud because it was not only about Uganda after 39 years to qualify 2017, but also to keep qualifying and to have a consistency in qualifying. And this is something what is the most important, because many people have qualified accidentally once and then they have been nowhere. But Uganda keep continuing growing, and this is something what is a product of hardworking days and sleepless nights of all the stakeholders in Uganda. And I'm proud that I have been part of that team that has lifted Uganda cranes to be recognized force on the continent. Dennis Onyango is a pillar of the team, is a generator of positive energy, is a person that gives an absolute confidence to the team. With the way he has established authority as a captain of the team, with the way he is covering the space behind the defense, the way he puts them under his full authority, the way they are working for him, it is a two-way traffic. Dennis Onyango gives confidence to the team as the best goalkeeper in Africa at present, arguably. Also, the rest of the team are working for him because they are taught and they are never allowing that to rely on Onyango. It is two-way traffic. Onyango is giving confidence to the team, and the rest of the team is protecting Onyango so that winning the group of Africa Cup of Nations without goal conceding in match to go in five matches and qualifying convincingly, and now winning without conceding the goal against DRC Congo, simply talks volume about importance of Dennis Onyango for the team and about importance of the team for Dennis Onyango.
Coach Mitchell also shared his views on the standard of the Ugandan league, and we asked him specifically about Orlando Pirates target Murushid Juko and what he thought of the 25-year-old's career so far, and this is what Mitchell got to say.
Yes, it is true. It has always been, everyone has wondered during even my time when I was with Uganda, that only 7 players out of 23 are playing overseas while the rest of the players are playing in Africa, in different leagues across Africa. in a way, in Africa, you can succeed in three ways. There is a way where, for example, 2006, 8, and 10, Egypt has won with the players from the local league that time, very strong Egyptian league, mainly from Al Ahly with Abu Trika and other players. There is way of winning in a combined way with locals and players based abroad. And that is Zambia 2012 and Nigeria 2013. And then you have winning in a way of having the players playing, all of them playing away in Europe. Is meaning 2015, Ivory Coast, and 2017, Cameroon, were having players, all of them playing abroad. Now, Uganda is a team that has an extraordinary setup with only seven players. Practically one third of the team is based overseas, while two thirds of the team is based in Africa. And power of a Ugandan team is not where the players are playing, but with the way they are approaching. They have been taught a very important lesson. Moment when you put your jersey of your national team, that moment is not important whether a player is playing in English Premiership, in Spain, or wherever. You are the same. So that mental blockage that was before existing, before they have qualified for the Africa Cup of Nations, has gone away with the various very strong international friendly matches where, as I told, team has tested, tried and experimented. And with very many competitive games that are bringing the mileage in the legs of the players and putting in situation that no matter where you play, when you play for your national team, it is not name that is playing, but it is performance that defines you, who you are, what you are, and how you are performing. I can proudly say that Mrushi Djuko is like a player that has played for one very small team in Uganda, Entebbe, from where he comes, where the airport in Uganda is. After that, I helped him to go to Simba, Tanzania, from where for several years he's now playing, even last year reaching the quarterfinals of Champions League. He has been in a talk and situation to come to Orlando Pirates. He has been in a situation to talk about coming here to Supersport. However, he stay loyal to Simba SC. His contract is about to expire there, and he's using African Cup of Nations as an approach where performance is the best agent to any player on this planet. When you perform well, your performance will bring you many opportunities. So as a person that is very close to him, as a person that knows him, I know that he plays first for his national team due to patriotic reason, loving and respecting his country and his people patriotically. But in the same moment, he's seeing Africa Cup of Nations as a perfect chance to upgrade his career, to raise the attention about his qualities and try to learn so many opportunities coming in his direction in order to get much better opportunity in after Africa Cup of Nations. I really wish to state that yes, it is reason that I one of the most meanest defenses in African football, Uganda national team, are not coming just from the best goalkeeper in Denis Onyango, but also in the people that are playing ahead of him. And when you look at that, it is Mrushi Djuko that is pillar of central defense of Uganda national team that has contributed hugely to that. And I want to tell, and zeal makes him amongst the best central defenders at present in African football.
And lastly, we asked the coach about the chances of Uganda making it to the last 16 from what many had dubbed as a group of death that consisted of host Egypt, the rejuvenated Zimbabwe, and the big boys DRC. Mitchell, coach, also shared his views on Uganda's next game against Zimbabwe.
Players from Ugandan League, and when you ask me about Ugandan League, you're asking about the place where I was football-wise born in African football, 2001, when I came to coach to Uganda. When you look, Uganda is the strongest football nation in Central and Eastern Africa, as a country that has won CECAFA Challenge Cup for record 15 times. It simply talks volume that Uganda is football-wise the strongest country in the region. You need to know it was one situation where I was organizing all these things when with Uganda national team, and we had situation that the best player of Tanzania was Uganda, the best player of Kenya was Uganda, the best player of Ethiopia was Uganda, the best player of Rwanda was Uganda, and all neighboring countries around. And this came from very strong competitive Ugandan league that is not importing league, bringing the foreigners. Practically 98% of the players in Ugandan league are Ugandans, but Ugandans have something special inside them, competitive, that makes league very competitive. Economical situation does not favor the players, but they use Ugandan League as a springboard and from where they are launching their respective careers. And when you look at that, you would say the strongest team, Kampala City, that was just a year and a half before playing in Confederation Cup and in Champions League in the group stages, simply shows that Ugandan League is growing. Two players that are that are clubless and non-attached at present, Hassan Wasswa and Godfrey Valusimbi, have each of them over 10 years of experience playing with national team. And fact that have no clubs, federation and coach have recognized their experiences as an important part to use them, so they pass in special preparation individually with the rest of the local players in order to fight for their place to go to Africa Cup of Nations. That succeeded, they have contributed, and this national team of 23 players in Uganda national team have been selected in an filter approach. One team went to play COSAFA, and that is B team of Uganda. Those are the players that are supposed to grow, and they are younger, and be the feeder team to the senior Uganda national team. And then this team that is playing at present at Africa Cup of Nations is the senior team, is the face of the nation's football, is a pride of Uganda, Uganda Cranes, and in a way is darling of all the nation. I would give an absolute credit to President of Federation Moses Magogo, that has, as a FIFA instructor for the sports administration, has become the president. And the way he has organized the league, the way he has organized all other aspects of Ugandan football, is something what is really to be a role model and positive example. I would not speak about myself because I have gone away, but bringing an established coach in Sebastian De Saber, giving him the adequate conditions that I was unfortunately not having, is simply showing that Ugandan football is going with steps of 7 miles into the bright future. Having in mind that Zimbabwe were in qualifiers, convincingly winning the group from where DRC is meaning that Zimbabwe is better team than DRC Congo at present. So Uganda will expect a very, very, very strong match against Zimbabwe, especially having in mind that Zimbabwe lost that match, and losing that match puts them under the must-win situation where Uganda can go in calculation. But football is in such a funny, unpredictable game. Uganda has no right to enter in any kind of calculation, because once you think you control the football, once you underrate the game and disrespect the game of football, that moment football could punish you. Uganda need to respect the team of Zimbabwe that is made of top class individuals that they have played below their standards in the match against Egypt. And now they will use this match against Uganda as a way of regaining confidence back and a way of paying back to the nation for disappointment that they had in losing against Egypt. And looking at everything, I'm expecting a tough, competitive match where maybe one ball can decide. And it is a clash, I would like to say, between iron defense of Uganda and extremely sharp, dangerous attack of Zimbabwe. So result of that match will be found in imbalance. Uganda cannot defend if they do not attack and expose weaknesses of Zimbabwe. In the same moment, Zimbabwe cannot just attack and leave the gaps behind, because they could get punished, as Uganda have shown that, especially in set pieces, are extremely strong team. So expecting a thrilling match, expecting a match where my sympathies are, of course, with Uganda because of connection with the players I have and with the nation. But in the same moment, I need to give an absolute respect to Zimbabwe as a footballing nation that represents South African COSAFA region in the best way, and let the football be the winner. I know that we shall have a thrilling match where small details will decide, and let us see who will take the day.
That's it from today's big interview. Thank you ever so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the conversation. From myself, Shane Matsoyane, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.